All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Well, folks, it is the summertime, and it's mainly about Major League Baseball, of course. The National Hockey League and NBA both respectively crowned their champions for the season. And before you know it, it will be time for the National Football League. But right now, one of the topics that is taking center stage in the NFL is that dreaded franchise tag. And of course, the franchise tag is something where when a team knows that they have a player that is about to become an unrestricted free agent, they will hit him with that franchise tag. And thus, it's a one-year contract where the player is paid within the top half of the guys at his position. And you look at it, all players do not like it because, plain and simple, they are looking for that long-term security of a contract. And, I mean, there really isn't that much long-term security in a contract. I mean, it might sound pretty if a guy is signing a five-year, $70 million deal with $35 million guaranteed, but we all know after 1 year that guy can be cut. So it's a situation, you know what I mean, guys are still looking for that long-term security. And in actuality, it was actually worse in the past with the franchise tag. You go back to the days and I look at a guy like Edgerrin James, the former NFL running back, first for the Indianapolis Colts and then the Arizona Cardinals. And this was a guy, he sat back when he was with the Colts. He had some tremendous seasons. You saw the likes of Peyton Manning, Reggie Wayne, and Marvin Harrison all get paid. And these were the days in the NFL where a team had the option to use a franchise tag up to three times on a player, and you know, players really complained about it, and it was something that was changed in the last collective bargaining agreement between the union and the league, where a team could only use a franchise tag on a player one time. Now, it can and will sometimes cause problems, and you look at the guys this year that have to deal with that franchise tag. You look at outside linebacker Justin Houston for the Kansas City Chiefs, wide receiver Demaryius Thomas of the Denver Broncos, Jason Pierre-Paul, he's a defensive end for the New York Giants, Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Dez Bryant, New England Patriots place kicker Steven Gostkowski, and Charles Clay of the Miami Dolphins was hit with a transition tag. Now, the part about Gostkowski, and a lot of people look at it and say he's a kicker, but it is the Patriots, and that doesn't surprise me because these guys are always trying to lowball players when it comes to paying people. You've already seen a guy like Dez Bryant for the Cowboys, who is very outspoken as it is, go on social media and display his frustrations over this deal. Justin Houston, Demaryius Thomas, and JPP have all been quiet on it. And of course, these guys right now are skipping quote-unquote mandatory mini camps by the teams because guess what? If they go out there and get hurt, they're in trouble. So, you know, generally these guys, they tend to sign their tenders at the start of training camp, go out there and play their year, or sometimes the teams may try to work out a deal with the player during the season. That happens few and far between. But it still causes problems because the bottom line is it's a business. And these players want to be paid, and they deserve to be paid. But at the same time, in the era of the salary cap in the National Football League, it is a very slippery slope that can cause problems with between the teams and the players. Is this something that will be completely eradicated in the future? I don't know. But I guarantee you, when this current CBA is up between the league and the Players Association, it will be something that will be discussed. It's going to take a lot for the owners to do away with the franchise tag. And if they do away with it, the players might have to give up one or two, if not several things, at the bargaining table. The owners are not going to give into the franchise tag, or giving up the franchise tag, rather, without getting something back themselves. But this is always going to be a bone of contention. It's never pretty between the teams and the players, as is any situation when it comes down to money, because everybody feels that they are right. We've seen a different form of it in Major League Baseball, when guys hit arbitration with their respective teams and they want to go out there and get paid because they want to get hit free agency and make the big bucks, and you cannot blame them. But this is the This is the card deck that everybody has dealt with in the current National Football League, and people just have to find ways around it. More importantly, just have to find ways to deal with it. But as of right now, the franchise tag is here to stay. Folks, as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to check me out at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you follow me, like I always say, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. And folks, we have the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You are more than welcome to check that out and like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.